Do you remember anything about your grandparents on your mother's side?
On my mother's side? Oh, yes, she was the one that reared us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know so well. She was Emmeline. She was born and raised in Social Circle, Georgia. And her mother was sold to the Obis in slavery time. And after emancipation, she wanted to come from Social Circle down here to see her mother. And while here, my mother was born. She was in the sack when she came here. And there was no railroad through here, no way of getting around, no close to Dawson, which is 20 miles from here. But she caught her way. There's nothing, no automobile, nothing like that, but an old buggy. They were very scarce, but the wagon was in full trim.
Right.
That's right. So she caught a wagon and come to the Obis where her mother was. She stayed down here 2 years and she went back to Social Circle. See?
Uh-huh.
And when she gone back, the husband, she didn't know anything about marriage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The only marriage that we had were the broom that lie across the floor. She would, they'd mate those people, whether they love, there was no such thing as colored people loving one another.
Mm-hmm.
See? Simply because, see, they were not citizens of this country. So there she, when the boss would tell me, mate the two strong, hustling people, the man and wife who would bring a child that was robust and see. So, she stepped over the broom, and they were man and wife, and that's all we had. So she left her husband, old Cornelius. That was his name, that was my grandfather. So she came on down here and stayed. She had no citizenship, so she married a man. And his name was old man George. And then she went in the name of Emmeline. See? And she stayed with him till he died. And after that, my father buried her. I remember like this. I think it was 1908 when she passed. That's right.
Okay. What about your grandparents on your father's side? You tell me.
Yeah, they were born and reared in Stewart County.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. His name was Newman, and his wife was named Ellen. They buried up there. I go to his grave now.
Mm-hmm.
And see, my grandmother and my grandfather both, see. My grandfather was a blacksmith, and he had something like a chicken coop. He had to do with that grandmother's grave for more than 60 years. From 1910, you see, would make a loss of time, and it was there in 1910, because he died in 1910. He had been on that grave a long time then. I've been going out there to see it, and I went by to see it the other day, and I couldn't find that particular grave. And I told a man that lived close to it, between here and Lumpkin, and I said to him, I want you to find that place. So he found it. And my son came, and he's gone, but I told him I would come up, and we'd go to that grave. I'm going to carry my shovel, my hoe, and I'm going to fix it up for nearly 100 years ago, see, that's right.